So I want you to know God loves you. We love you. But we're in a time when we have to be full of Jesus. And that's being full of the word on every hand. You can speak. I heard somebody say last night, you can speak. God speaks to me through his word. But he can't speak any word to you that you hadn't put in your heart. You won't even know what he's talking about. You won't even know what he's talking about if you hadn't put that word in your heart. So now you forgive. Just say that, Lord, I forgive any person, any situation that has brought me pain or hurt me in any way. I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus to forgive me for holding aught in my heart or unforgiveness in my heart against anyone. Lord, I thank you that when I was unlovable, you loved me, gave your life for me. I want to be, I am your ambassador of light and love in this earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm going to say this on my way out. We have to finish this building. The Lord said in 2 months we can do it. And in our mind go, we can't. Didn't we do it last May? June. All this you see here was full of all kind of stuff. Nobody believed it but Bishop. I'm just be honest. We didn't believe it. And then, you know, down the last week or two, we got where we kind of believed it. Kathy came to work to paint. She wanted a lady out here with her. I came with her. I never painted in my life. And I said, well, I'll find something to do. Bishop put that paintbrush in my hand, and he said, do it like this. I painted for 2 whole weeks. You can do. So make yourself available. The Lord will give me a chance to share this with you a little bit later. But you start thinking. He says one thing he did. Say, I'm going to read the last paragraph as I go to my seat. And you know, I've talked about giving because that's my call. And you remember my cousin, Jimmy, Elder Jimmy Moore, and that's his calling. And he came not to receive an offering, but left us with a big offering. You remember that? And he said, that's my calling. He said, that's what I'm supposed to do. Let me see if I can find it. And I just tell it to you. What he said was that he's going to drop a number into your spirit. And it's not going to be anything that you're looking for in your bank account or in your possession. And when he drops that in your spirit, he said, whether it's 1 cent or, you know, thousands. He said, nothing is too big or too small. And he said, just receive it and do it. Just receive it and do it. And he said, don't be like Ananias and Sapphira, keeping back part of it for yourself. When I give it to you to give on the building, he said, do it. You're out there listening. This is your project too. Bishop will let me get it together. We'll put Project Finish on Facebook and on everywhere. And we're going to get this building finished. It's time. Enough is enough. We talk about sickness, we say enough is enough. Working on this building, enough is enough. Or not working. Thank all of you who participated in our doors campaign, everybody who headed a group or who was part of a group. I don't know what they gave, but everybody I asked, Miss Ruthie had them already. Let's give Ruthie a hand. Amen. Glory to God. She knows we love, Ruthie knows we love her. She brings us all so much joy. But God wants you to know that he loves you. And so if we're going to be like Jesus, he forgives everyone who comes to him and asks for forgiveness. And we have to do the same. And that's what he gave me as I got up here.